when I started, the main purpose of doing social media and getting on Facebook was we didn't have like hardly any followers to begin with. And I really wanted to put that on there. And when I started, we were in the midst of COVID, you know, happening, and people still trying to figure out what is COVID-19, what is the coronavirus. I started at a time at the museum where, you know, we'd have a board meeting 1 month, and the next month we wouldn't be able to have one because it was unsafe. And so the main purpose of social media was getting people who were immunocompromised and, you know, had to be extra careful to be able to have something that they could look forward to each week and see what the museum had to offer. And I have a lot of people that lived in Mercer County but now live in like states like Pennsylvania and New York and Washington who are members of the museum and look forward to that artifact every week because it's something that reminds them of home. And it's important for people who, you know, retired people or people who are at nursing homes or assisted living spaces to feel like they're getting a part of some, they're being a part of a bigger picture when maybe they can't leave those facilities. And even for people who aren't retired or anything that just want to know more about history, I think it's important to digitize those things and make people aware of what we have at the museum. There's so many people in Mercer County that don't even know we have a museum. And that's sad because I feel like if they came to our museum, they'd be very surprised.
So what you're saying then is you're getting feedback when you're posting this from people. Has there been anything that has surprised you, whether it be a private message or just a comment where you posted something and you said, well, I didn't maybe really expect this reaction, but man, I got it.
Definitely the lady I met from New York, and she just happenstance came across our website. And then she came across our Facebook page, and then she reached out to me, and she's like, I miss living in Mercer County. I grew up there. I love seeing your posts. She goes, it brought tears to my eyes. A lot of those names that you talk about of items that have been donated were family names I remember growing up. And we, you know, became to bond and became a relationship. And another one was, too, is the daughter of Niles Hall, the person who donated the money to Niles Hall for RMA. The granddaughter contacted me because she found it on the Facebook page too, and she hadn't known like that there was a museum that housed those artifacts. So to be able to take pictures for her of the new memorial out there that she hadn't seen before and show her those things meant a lot to her. So it's those personal connections that even for people that don't live here anymore or have never been to Mercer County but have a relation, I think that's very important.